You know who doesn't make mistakes? Matt Miller, BleacherReport.com. He joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. You can follow Matt, and you should, on the Twitter, at NFL Draft Scout. How you been, man?
Good, guys. It's good to be back with you. It's been too long.
It has. We look forward to chatting with you. You're the draft guy, and we're not quite there yet, thankfully, like some teams are. I imagine if you were going on with the Jaguar Siders or the Giants Siders right now, you would be talking draft. We don't have to do that, which we're very thankful for down here. So let me ask you about the Dolphins and what you've seen through 5 weeks of the season, maybe some about the rookies, because I know you focus so heavily on the draft, but you obviously watch the teams and the games as well. Your big picture assessment of the Miami Dolphins through five games.
Well, they've been impressive, surprising for me a little bit, especially with the way they got off to the hot start early on. It looks like a team that is ready to contend in the AFC East. I think there's still some holes, and it's still a team that's coming together a little bit. The offensive line, especially tackle, I think they've played a little better than I expected them to in the preseason. John Martin, notably, has played better than I expected him to. We're starting to see Mike Wallace and Lamar Miller get a little more action, guys like Charles Clay stepping up. So I'm excited about the year. I mean, obviously there are problems with protection. Tannehill's been sacked a lot. You want to see him cut down on the interceptions a little bit. He's, five picks to six touchdowns right now. So, and then the drop passes have been a bit of a problem. But I think you have to be encouraged overall with the steps they've taken from last year into this season.
I think the biggest issue a lot of teams are experiencing right now is injuries, but it seems like it's usually more of the older guys. The younger guys are seeming to stay healthy. You think that some of these guys that are coming out of college now are more fit and more ready for the style of offense and defense that teams are running, a lot of high speed, high energy, quicker type, speed up offenses?
Well, that up-tempo offense is all the rage right now. And, the way that defenses have countered that has been pretty, it's varied so much across the board. Some teams are really struggling with it. Others are playing great. And I think the Dolphins defense is one of those teams that's really done well because they're stopping the run. So they're eliminating the early positive yardage. And then the pass rush has just been so good that it's helping out in coverage a little bit, even when they, don't have, big name elite corners. I think Brent Grimes has played very well, but there's still so many young guys back there, and I think the play of guys like Cameron Wake, obviously Deion Jordan's played well. Randy Starks has been phenomenal this year. I thought just overall pass rush, run defense, he's been great. And Jared Odrick moving inside to D tackle, I thought has played as well as almost any 4-3 D tackle in the league.
Matt, when we're getting back to the offensive side of the ball, are you surprised about the emergence of Charles Clay, or is this how you envision him being on this football team, his role on this football team?
Well, he's played better than I expected. I don't live too far from where he played college football at Tulsa, so I got to see him play a lot. He was just such a good athlete there, and a guy that he was almost like a utility knock. They used him a ton, and you're starting to see that. He can line up in the backfield. He can play tight end. It has been positive. I think, run blocking, there's still some room to grow, but just as a receiver, he's played so well thus far, and it's really stepped up and emerged and kind of filled the void when maybe the receivers were not playing great. He's really stepped up, and especially after week one, I thought, against Indianapolis, against Atlanta, he stepped up and played well, and he's probably one of the better surprises of the season thus far, and it'll be fun to watch to see how his role kind of develops and how they start to use him more. He reminds me a lot of Delanie Walker, who was with the Niners for a long time, and they would line him up all over the place to get mismatches, and he was super productive for them. And I think Clay can be a similar type of player.
Matt Miller is with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. You follow Matt on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. He's the NFL and NFL Draft Lead Analyst at Bleacher Report. Let's do a little bit of draft, just because it's kind of been an interesting week or two for Jadeveon Clowney. What's happening with him physically? Is he just going to, return now? Are teams really turned off, you think, by what happened with him not playing in that game? And how hurt, if at all, do you think his draft stock is? Because not that long ago, he was a guy that everybody said was maybe, the best defensive prospect in the draft since LT or whatever. Where is Clowney right now? Obviously, keeping in mind that it's very possibly changing another 30 times between now and the first round.
Well, I'm still a huge fan of Clowney's, and I think what we're suffering from is a little bit of boredom. He was built up all summer, and now we're getting into fall, and people need to do something other than talk about how great this kid is. So I think there's some of the let's build him up to talk him down a little bit that tends to happen with guys. But also, you know, a lot of people for the first time are really focusing on a defensive end and really just watching that one position, whereas before so many people would watch the ball. Now everyone's focused in on Clowney. You know, ESPN, ABC, they're always putting a camera on him. I think people are a little discouraged because they're not sure what to look for from a defensive end, you know, 50, 60 plays a game. I think he's playing great. He's still disruptive. He's still able to make an impact, whether it's, you know, causing the defense to run away from him or causing the offense to run away from him or having two guys block him, making sure a tight end's chipping in before getting into his route. There's so many little things that he does to affect the game. And I think people at the NFL level see that, and they know that he's still a great player, still a great prospect. And as far as, you know, injuries go, I think Steve Spurrier probably spoke before he wanted to a little bit and had to, you know, back things up some this week. But people never remember when a coach backs up a little bit. They always remember the heated press conference where Spurrier talks about Clowney not wanting to play and that his apology gets brushed under the rug. So I think once – you know, the media cycle settles down a little bit, people are going to realize that, you know, Clowney's still the best player in this year's draft class.
Matt, you know, this year we're blessed enough to not have to worry about the number one position on the football team and our quarterback position. But looking at the Heisman race, you've seen guys go up and down the Heisman watch, and you know, guys like Teddy Bridgewater look really good. And what about guys like Johnny Manziel and Marcus Mariota? Where do you see those guys, Mariota, going in the draft?
I love Mariota. He's my number two quarterback right now, and he's actually tied with Teddy Bridgewater in terms of grade. And obviously he's not as developed right now as Bridgewater, but I think he can be. I think he will be. Whether he comes up this year or next or even the year after that, he's 19 years old still as a redshirt sophomore and has the physical ability that few can match. So I'm a huge fan of his. Johnny Manziel, I think, on the field is probably a first-round pick just because of his instincts, his accuracy has really improved this year. His pocket presence has improved. But then you have to worry about the off-field stuff. And I've never personally spoken to him or any of his coaches. They've put up a nice bubble around him. And I have kind of a personal policy of not talking about a guy's character until I've talked to him myself and done a little background work. So as far as that stuff goes, it's a mystery to me at this point. I think it could affect his stock, but how well he interviews at the combine and at his pro day when teams get that time with him is going to be very, very important to his actual draft stock.
Yeah, that'll be critical to the whole process. Great insight as always. Matt Miller on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout writes some really good stuff about the draft, but also during the season. Keeps you up to date on everything taking place around the league. Great to talk to you again, man. Appreciate it as always, and let's definitely do it again soon.
You bet, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Matt Miller on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.